Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Ah, hello there. How's it hanging? It's Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour or so. You can always leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY, 856-494-6773. Tweet me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
What is going on, man? So I want to let you know what this show is about. This is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. While you're at your 9-to-5 job, hustling away your life, I want to make this show make time go by. And there's many ways to listen. Quadpod.com/Ryan Hoppy, the Quad Pod Network, QODPOD.com. ZRadioLive.com every Thursday at 5 p.m. And the No Filter Network at NoFilter.net. All right. Enough of the shameless plugging. I'm just getting really sore over here from all the self-pleasure. All right. Let's see what the hell is going on with Prince Harry.
Prince Harry is ready to tell his story. Prince Harry is ready.
Oopsie-doopsies. We had to refresh the moment. This show will never be perfect. Take two!
Ready to tell his story. On Monday, book publisher Penguin Random House announced they would be publishing a new memoir written by the Duke of Sussex.
They're so irrelevant, not the royal family, this publishing company, because you hear about all the other ones, but when's the last time you heard about the Penguin? They're hanging out.
Publisher Penguin Random House announced...
I mean, that's such a 2000s name, Penguin Random House. Mm-hmm.
Announced they would be publishing a new memoir written by the Duke of Sussex.
Yeah.
Here's what we know. According to the press release, we can expect the book to hit shelves sometime in 2022.
Oh no, come sooner. I need your passive aggressive book, Harry.
It goes on to say that for the first time, Harry plans to share the definitive account of the experiences, adventures, losses, and life lessons that have helped shape him.
Yeah, there's two things that have helped shape him. Number one, it's getting out of the royal family and separating yourself. And it's number two, that relationship with Meghan that has changed him forever. He is whipped. I mean, every guy is essentially whipped if you want to get laid. But I mean, he's just another level. I'm going to throw my whole family under the bus and then wonder why they don't want to hang out with me. What a douche. I mean, I'm not saying the things that he's talking about shouldn't be talked about, but like, he's just doing it in such an asshole way.
The prince.
Read my book about my awful family. If your family's so awful and your whole life has been so awful, why are you living in the past? Life's too short. It's like when people go to those, never mind. I was going to talk about something, but no. I was going to say it's like when people go to anger anonymous and all these classes, and then you get into this little groove where it's like your side of the road, my side of the road. You know what I mean? When you have parents that will begin going to like anger classes, and then they become like not as into you, and it's my side of the road, it's your side of the road. Like, everybody has that where your parents alienate you at some point in your teenage years, and then you accept it, and then you become closer in your 20s. So what I'm saying is this. Prince Harry has had a hard life. I was just projecting my hard life, but you move on from it. You don't let it get to you. Everybody's got a damaged past, but we don't write books about it.
...that have helped shape him. The prince also released a statement about the forthcoming memoir. Harry wrote, "I've worn many hats over the years, both literally and figuratively. And my hope is that in telling my story, the highs and lows..."
And mostly the lows.
"The mistakes, the lessons learned, I can help show that no matter where we come from, you know, we have more in common than we think."
Yeah, Prince Harry. Oh, so relatable.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I can relate to you guys.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by FitzHFitness.com. This opening segment. If you go to FitzHFitness.com, would I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in the Bay? I'm a man of my words. FitzHFitness.com, Fit_Sage_Fitness on IG. And when you go there and you tell him I sent you, he will hook you up.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. Is your significant other driving you nuts? The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen to your problems at 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Welcome back.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Is banning the flames of his Satan shoes scandal by mocking a Nike court trial, and it's all to promote his new single co-produced by Kanye West. Let's get into it.
Self-admitted professional troller Lil Nas X is reaching a whole new level in his troll game by rolling out a big production teaser and a slew of TikToks poking fun at his legal problems with Nike.
Wrong button. I meant to play the laugh track. he's talented, he's smart, blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, I wouldn't be mocking the court case against the gods of the shoe business. You know what I mean? Like, be humble. But there's not a humble bone in his body.
Monday morning, Lil Nas shocked fans when he posted a fake mugshot on his Instagram with a link to a video on his official YouTube channel titled Watch Live, Nike vs. Lil Nas X, Satan Shoes Trial. But don't sound the alarm just yet, as it didn't turn out to be live coverage of the rapper being sent off to jail, but rather a full 2-minute sketch of him acting out his imagined legal battle with the athletic wear giant.
Yeah, I just imagine the CEOs of Nike being in their office, not really appreciating this.
In the comedic video,
I don't think they're like, oh my God, this is hilarious.
Nas played himself, his lawyer, the opposing counsel, the judge, and more as the fictitious court battle quickly goes from being about his Satan shoes to his sexuality.
Alrighty, Lil Nas X, so edgy and wild. Watch out. You don't know what he's going to do next. The funny part is you don't know what he's going to do next.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ah, what the hell is going on with Cardi B? She's been a little irrelevant this year. I think it went from WAP to DOP.
I was like, I think I'm pregnant, bro. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, shit. So
I love her. I think I'm pregnant, bruh. Let's watch SportsCenter, bruh.
Coach, you're like, it's baby.
And I'll give you the best head, bruh.
And there, she's like, it's baby.
Cardi B opened up about expecting baby number two, revealing how off.
It's gotta be a fun process making that baby.
Set and Culture reacted to the big news.
Like, oh no, which phone am I on? I don't want to hit up the side chicks with the official announcement on Twitter, pretending that I care.
We got some big things on the way.
Big things.
Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, the rapper made a surprise appearance on Barty Gang Radio, where she took fans inside her pregnancy journey this year.
Hey guys, how you guys doing?
I'm good.
Cardi said signs first popped up in the weeks leading up to the Grammy Awards, where she and Megan Thee Stallion did their much-talked-about performance of WAP.
Yeah, I know that song.
It was like 2 weeks before Grammys. I was still in rehearsal. You know, I get a lot of headache, but like, I just started, like, my mouth started to get real watery.
Sounds like every night.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I started getting real car sick and everything.
When it came time to tell hubby Offset, Cardi said they couldn't help but laugh at the surprise pregnancy.
When you told Offset and Culture that you were pregnant, what was their initial reaction? You
know? Man, my pullout game sucks.
I was like, I think I'm pregnant, bro. And he's like, oh, shit.
Ah, man. What a unique life this woman lives.
And then we got a pregnancy test, and I came out the bathroom. I'm like, yep, it's positive. And we just started, like, laughing, like, oh.
We're producing kids that we don't really want. But there's families that try so hard for a whole lifetime, but we just popped out a kid because he got really drunk and didn't pull out. Oh, dear God.
Lord. Because we have so much to do.
Cardi let go.
Yeah. Bringing in another life. It is a lot to do.
Culture knows she was going to be a big sister. She got this adorable response.
Oh.
So Culture like this baby in there. She's like, it's baby. It's baby.
Oh my God.
Like, she knows there's a baby, so she like don't jump on me like she used to.
You're almost like relatable. I mean, she's more relatable than Prince Harry.
Cardi and Offset recently threw Culture a fairy tale themed birthday party.
Oh man, I hope they save their money.
Yep, that's the birthday girl arriving to the party in a literal carriage ride.
Happy birthday!
Save your money.
Happy birthday, Nana!
Happy birthday!
Alrighty, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear, whatever her name is, Culture. Happy birthday to you and many more. What the hell is going on with Mila Kunis?
Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are opening up about being parents.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried about their parenting skills, but now we're going to find out. I have not been able to live my life whatsoever, not knowing the type of life that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis live. But now we know. We will find out. The important things in life.
They had children. I also didn't wash them every day. Mm. Like, I wasn't the parent that bathed my newborns.
Because you're so different and edgy. Watch out. You don't know what Mila Kunis is going to do. She's wild.
The couple were on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast.
Alrighty, that's all we need to hear. I despise the Armchair Quarterback, or whatever his name is, that show that Dax Shepard does. It's just atrocious, man. He's like, so Tom Brady, you like sex? It's just like, oh, God. It's like listening to Howard, but for soccer moms. But then again, Howard also is for soccer moms nowadays.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
But I'm right here hanging out with you. Okay. We have a lot to get into today. Oh, we have so much going on. We're just here having a grand old time, having a party. And this following segment has been brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that RichKBarber.com is the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. They are over at Kennedy on Kennedy Boulevard at Salon Loft, right next door to the McDonald's. If you go there and you tell him I sent you, he'll hook you up. But you got to go there and tell him I sent you, and then he'll hook you up, like I just said.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
I'd say a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get him up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Live from St. Petersburg, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Watch out. I mean, watch out. Here comes the fake outrage police. Mm-hmm. The fake outrage police. I can hear them knocking at the door. Every week, this apartment complex that I live in, it's very rundown. We kind of have the fake outrage police. They're really bad. They're really mean. No, not the fake outrage police. And this time they're getting Pierce Morgan. Watch out for those pigs. Oh, jeez.
Pierce Morgan thinks the Olympic Games should be canceled. Nothing about these games is making me feel anything but depressed, he said.
Oh, thank God Pierce Morgan chimed in. He's like a slow news day clickbait. Oh, Pierce Morgan said something bombastic.
In an op-ed for the Daily Mail, the British journalist slammed the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo and called the opening ceremony boring, writing, quote,
oh, and your show. Oh, such excitement. Oh, you know what I love? Pierce Morgan. What a talented and funny and likable guy he is. Good riddance. But at the same time, he's also a genius because he pisses everybody off and doesn't care.
Quote, be honest, we were all bloody falling asleep during that endlessly downbeat and dreary opening ceremony for the Tokyo Olympics.
Nah, you're just projecting the time you replaced Larry King and didn't really work out for you, now did it? When he's saying, oh, the Olympics are boring, this is boring, this is boring. Whenever he critiques something, he's just critiquing the time CNN was like, oh my God, Larry King, say what you want about him, one of the best interviewers ever. Say what you want about Larry King, but a very unique personality. He did this and that. You know who we should have replace him? This guy from Britain who's a douchebag with no personality. Oh, it sounds like a grand idea. And then around the same time is going to be when there is a lot of unfortunate shootings in the early 2010s. So then every night is a British guy yelling at America about gun control. This is around Sandy Hook. This is around the movie theater shooting. And anyway, they wondered, why did it not work out? You have a British guy talking about heavy topics when Larry King was just like, you know, hanging out with your bro. And I just, executives in the media business, I'm not saying I'm a professional or anything, but executives in the media business overthink things, man. I mean, literally, I know this is a take, this is an opinion from 10 years ago. But Pierce Morgan failed. You know what I mean? Like, he fails up, but I think he finally failed by getting kicked off that Good Morning Britain show because he was just horrendous as replacing Larry King. And that's the most I will talk about that. So we're going to move on.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenner Roundup, starting with Kim K and the rebranding of KKW Beauty.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried about their beauty.
TMZ reports Kim has filed trademarks for the rights to SKKN, which...
That sounds relatable.
Which could be her line's new name. According to the site, the trademark was filed globally, and Kim's team also locked down the domain name and social media handles back in December 2020.
Locking down that domain's probably hard, because I bet they come up with some ideas and it's like, oh, some thrift shop in Omaha, Nebraska has that name. Essence Avenue. I just made it up.
As of this recording, there still is not a date set for the brand's launch.
I'll be waiting.
Switching gears to Kim's ex, Mr. Kanye West, because it seems that he and Irina Shayk are not completely done. Recall last week, Page Six reported that Irina likes Kanye as a friend, but...
Yeah, friends with benefits. I'll give you some mouth hugs, but I can't date you, man. You crazy.
Doesn't really want a relationship with him. The site even...
I wouldn't either.
...claimed Irina turned down an invite from Ye to join him at a couture show in Paris because...
Oh, you know they had to crush him, man, because you know he just wants any love. He just got dumped by Kim, and she's like, nah, I don't need to be exploited.
She didn't want the world to...
I'm famous, but I ain't that famous, Kanye. I don't need that.
Because she didn't want the world to think that they were an item.
Yeah.
However, that might not be the case. A source told People magazine that
You know what? I'm done talking about this. Because they go, this might be the case, or this might not be the case. So you're basically speculating. Mm-hmm. But then again, isn't that celebrity news in general? Just speculation after speculation. Because at the end of the day, we don't know who any of these people are. We sit here, person listening to my show, you don't know who I am. I don't know who you are. I could get to know you as well as you could get to know me, and I would never know who you are because I could never be alone with you. I could never be alone in your body. So when all these celebrities are projecting, oh, we're so perfect. Oh, we got a beauty line. Oh, I can't be seen with Kanye West. Oh, but why does the everyday common folk not relate to us? Why is the idea of being a celebrity going downhill? Maybe because nobody is genuine on this earth. Nobody. We're all going to die, and we all poop at least two times a day. Oh, man. I don't know how I transitioned from talking about fecal matters to talking about Britney Spears going topless, but we'll work on it. We'll do our best here.
Britney Spears is showing some major skin. The Oops, I Did It Again songstress shared a topless picture with her 23 million Instagram followers on Friday. And my oh my, it is a steamy one.
Yeah, they're all perky and pushed together.
In the pic, Brit is posing in front of a tree and smirking at the camera while she wears nothing but a set of blue denim shorts and covers her top half with her hands.
A naughty girl. Now can we see it all, please?
The Piece of Me singer kept the caption simple by using only a plant emoji.
Oh, I thought the caption was, help!
This...
Just... I did not plan that out, so... I'm recording in my apartment, and I just yelled help, and I hope nobody thinks I need help. Okay, so Britney Spears went topless. I think we should go to break, and I get a breather and realize what I'm doing with my life.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Help. I'm insane. I think it's socially acceptable to yell help in the middle of the day, because everybody knows I'm doing a podcast and not actually needing help, right?
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Oh, God. This following segment has been brought to you. I'm just thinking, man, if someone's going to come in, oh, there's thunder outside, so no one's coming. And then again, like, if you were to hear somebody saying help, like, help! I just did it again. If you were to see somebody doing that, would you actually help? Like, I actually helped out at the old apartment I lived at. Like, my neighbor was, like, yelling in pain, like, broke his foot. And I was a pretty big superhero that day. Getting sore, patting myself in the back and jacking off all day. But literally, I called 911 and the emergency came. Blah, 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 blah. I don't think that would happen at this new apartment. I think you kind of just turn a blind eye and go, I don't want to look at you. Because isn't that basically the life of living in an apartment? You just don't really get to know anybody. But you know what you will get to know? Oh, it's a Radio 101 transition right there. Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Let me tell you. Amir is the best MMA trainer, the best martial arts trainer, the best boxing trainer in all of the Bay Area. He's in St. Petersburg. Go to AmirAcademy.com. And when you go there, because his classes are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. When you go there, tell him I sent you.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Whoa, hey. Oh, hey, hey. It's, it's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my...
Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you are now tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Here's Ryan Hoppy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hi. All right, 856-49-HOPPY, 856-494-6773, tweeted me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Go to ryanhoppyradio.com for all the info on this amazing podcast you're currently listening to.
Welcome back to TMZ's Codes, Clues, and Conundrums. Today, a mysterious message from...
All right, I can't do this. There's some days I'm really good with the TMZ voiceover guy. He's pretty funny. Yeah, he's annoying. I should probably do it too.
Today, a mysterious message from Britney Spears...
But I'm not in the mood for the voice. It says, Britney Spears says boyfriend Sam Asghari, or whatever the hell, looks like such a dad. Oh. That's her saying, please, Dad, get me off of birth control. I'm having a midlife crisis and want to have a baby. And it's actually, I'm making a joke out of it, but it's actually really fucking despicable that dad's like, Britney Spears' dad is like, oh, I'm looking out for Britney. I'm not letting her do anything she wants to do in her lifetime. And she was forced to work after having a mental breakdown in front of the whole world. And now I have all her money and all her possessions and run her soul. But I'm doing it for the better good of my daughter. Because the whole idea of parenting is to get the kids out of the nest and all grown up, not running their things at age four or running their life when they're 40 because you want to have all the possessions. Like, there's no defense of Britney Spears' dad. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, your daughter is doing exceptionally better than she was 14 years ago. But nah, can't do it. Nah, it's been a whole lifetime. It was around the time her kids were born. Nah, can't do it. Gotta have her money, 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 money. Gotta have her money, 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 money. And then the other thing that's really irritating is like, this is the best she's ever gonna be. Like, she's always gonna be a little crazy, but that's why we love her. And like, she should be able to live her life. But I don't know. I'm not in the court of law, not hanging out, but I do have this.
Britney Spears' new lawyer is getting to work as he joins her fight against her 13-year conservatorship. Just days after Judge Brenda Penny granted the pop star's request to hire her own
Good job, Brenda Penny.
Representation amid her ongoing legal battle, her new attorney, Matthew Rosengart, told reporters he's, quote, moving aggressively to remove the singer's father, Jamie Spears, as co-conservator.
I should just get rid of him in general, just... Nah, he'll be dead soon enough.
First, I once again want to thank Britney Spears for her courage.
Yeah.
And for her strength.
Oh, thank God.
I want to thank Judge Penny for her courtesy and welcoming my friend.
All righty, so she's got a lawyer team and they're hanging out and they're going to fix everything. Oh, next on Hoppy Hour. This one. This is a good one. This is just a grand old headline.
Could a baby be on the way for Justin and Hailey Bieber?
Bro, pull out. We know you're not over Selena. Pull out at all costs. Pull out. It doesn't even feel that much better. Like, yeah, when you don't pull out, it feels amazing. And to people listening, I do pull out, so don't worry. I'm not having a kid currently. But what I'm saying is, like, dude, I don't get these people that are like, I can't pull out. Oh, yeah, because pulling out feels so awful. There's no pleasure. Oh, you got the point.
The 27-year-old Canadian singer sparked some major speculation in one of his latest Instagram posts.
Oh, man, what if this is just a publicity stunt? What if they're just doing this for attention? Just saying.
The Where Are You Now singer posted a photo of him and his wife looking fabulous, per usual.
Oh, per usual. They always look fabulous. Because us celebrity news reporters, we got to kiss their ass. We can never say, oh, they look average. They look so good. Please be our friends. That's why we're covering you. We want acceptance.
Looking fabulous per usual on Monday, but it isn't the picture that has fans asking if Hailey's pregnant. It's the caption. Justin wrote, "Mom and Dad," alongside the snap.
Oh. Oh, wow, what an edgy post. Call the presses. Justin Bieber's having a kid because he tweeted out Mom and Dad. Oh, call the presses. We got breaking news here. Jesus Christ.
Those three words sent the Sorry Singers fans into a frenzy.
God. How old are his fans now? I mean, they're not Gen Z. I mean, he might have some Gen Z for, like, the song Yummy being popular. I don't know. I just feel like anybody who's, like, a Bieber fan that would care that much and would go into a frenzy if they found out he's pregnant, it's like, get a life. This next headline. Oh, man. This is just interesting. But first, I want you to leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can do whatever the hell you want.
What the fuck?
Lance Bass playfully calls out Justin Timberlake, and Justin hilariously claps back.
Oh, I'm sure they're such good friends. Because, like, Lance Bass is famous, but he's not that famous.
Of course.
He's a little irrelevant.
Started when Lance pranked his former NSYNC bandmates, Chris Kirkpatrick, JC Chazé, and Joey Fatone.
And they're like, oh, it's Lance living in the past again. Let's just do this for him.
Timing them only to tell them he was too busy to talk.
I wonder why you haven't made it farther in your life. Like, you did good in the 2000s with NSYNC or whatever, but Lance Bass, I mean, he didn't go to outer space. That's what I'm trying to say. He wasn't hanging out in outer space, but he was riding rocket ships.
Hey man, I'm sorry. I am so busy right now. There's no way I can talk. I'm at dinner, so can I call you back later? I'm so sorry.
Oh, man, if this is all Lance Bass can think of, well, I'm going to prank call my friends. Ha ha, Jesus Christ.
Sorry, guys, I am so busy right now, I can't talk, but can you call me later? Yeah, just call me later. I can't talk right now. Sorry, guys.
Oh, hey, what's up, Lance?
Hey, Joey. Look, I cannot speak right now. I'm so...
Oh, God. Get a life, man. Just had to cough. It's the Delta 8! Delta 8! Only a few people will get that. Not everybody. If you're one of the people that gets why I coughed and why I said Delta 8, you're in the cool group. What the hell is going on with Kelly Ripa?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Kelly Ripa's son isn't letting her play coy about her and Mark Consuelos' steamy Instagram photos.
Gross. Could you imagine your parents are... hot as hell, and they're taking these pictures of them essentially banging. Like, you know when a celebrity couple, like, posts a picture, and unless a sex tape gets leaked, that's the closest you're going to see to them having sex, and it makes you think about them having sex? Like, someone like Travis Barker and Courtney taking those pictures, like, you think about it, you're like, oh yeah, he pounds are good. That's the same vibe you get from Kelly Ripa's pictures. You're like, oh yeah, Mark Consuela to the rescue. And then your son sees those pictures. Gross. I mean, yuck. Absolute yuck. Thinking about your parents having sex. Gross. My mother was a saint.
The daytime TV star had her oldest child, Michael, stop by Live with Kelly and Ryan this week, and the two reflected on their recent family trip to Greece and Italy. Kelly documented a lot of their fun in the sun, including a very cheeky glimpse at Mark checking her out by the...
Oh, there's a weird... This is weird, man. This is... I know by me saying it's weird three times, you're going, Ryan, get to the point. What's weird? But I just can't even explain it. Okay. So it's Mark and Kelly, like, in a resort, and they're like poolside, and Kelly's taking a selfie photo, probably on like a table, and she's on like all fours, essentially, like she's leaned over, like you could easily bang her in the doggy position. And then Mark's right behind it, just looking at her ass. And that's what she put on social media. Like,
pool. So, of course, Kelly's co-host Ryan Seacrest had to ask Michael what he thought of his parents' pics.
How do you feel about the pictures of mommy and daddy when she posts them?
Oh, man.
My mother's a saint. She prays to God a lot, too.
Look, it's... the one recently where it was the...
What do you mean?
Which one? The one where your dad was banging me for 30 minutes?
You know what I mean.
Then the show shared a tamer pic from the vacation.
Like, I'm convinced they're probably banging in the other room to bed shaking. He's like, oh, I want to go play COD.
Which we all know was not the one Michael had.
At least one person will be pulling out of the situation.
In mind.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's wrong with that?
The PG-rated one. I think it's fine. I like
it. No, that's not nice, the one.
While it's not totally clear what Michael really thinks...
Oh, I'm sure he loves it. Oh, I love seeing my mom look gorgeous and my dad want to bang her out. Oh, family bonding at its best.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I mean, good riddance. Really? Can you imagine if you're my neighbor and you hear me yelling during a podcast? I'm yelling for help earlier and then I'm like, you don't know my mom. She's a saint. They must just think I am psychotic.
Happy Hour will be right back.
But I'm right here. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations where you can buy the best hot sauce in person. And if you can't buy it in person because you don't live in Florida, don't freak out. Don't have a panic attack. I have a solution. You can order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com and tag us on social media and let us know what the hell you ended up cooking up at Ryan Hoppy Radio at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Expectancy of the average man. Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What is the meaning of life? Who is my future wife? I have a pretty good idea. What up? This is Hoppy Hour. I'm hanging out with you and you.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Yeah, what is up? You can always tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, 856 49HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. And you can text me there as well. And you can email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And go to ryanhoppyradio.com.
Don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
The wait is over. The wait is over. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are Instagram official.
I just had my mic off. I am such a professional today. Oh, is what I was doing with the mic off. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are now official. This is totally not a publicity stunt. They're just going to live happier ever after.
On Saturday, the rekindled romance was confirmed with this PDA-packed pic.
Mm-hmm. You need to control that. I don't know how that happened.
Ben seemed like a weird guy, like a fun guy, but a weird guy.
To celebrate her birthday, Lopez shared this group of swimsuit shots from a yacht in Saint-Tropez.
Holy midlife crisis.
And if you kept on swiping, waiting at the end was the passionate kiss with her man.
Yeah. And A-Rod's crying himself to sleep while banging models that he has no connection to.
52!
Lopez captioned the pics, quote, 52 and what it do.
Relatable.
While they've been frequently spotted together, this marks the first time the couple has posted about each other on their social media.
Oh man, this is a big day. I am so glad we got to witness it. My life has forever changed.
Well, I give it away, but it has a very good ending.
The pic
that's from 2002.
Comes just days after they were seen celebrating another B-Day. This time, it was Lopez's close friend, Leah Remini.
Oh, my childhood crush. Oh, I loved the way she played that bitch in King of Queens. Oh, her bitchy personality is Carrie Heffernan. Oh!
It was one of those instant chemistry things, okay. Right? Where you just feel like, I love this person.
In the black and white photo.
I like that idea. Leah Remini and Jennifer Lopez love each other. Let me take a deep breath to process that.
Remini shared to Instagram, Affleck is seen wrapping his arm around the two besties.
Hell yeah!
And it's been almost a week since Hoda Kotb made a play for some Bennifer details.
But truth be told, I had to ask Jennifer about
sex.
Bennifer.
Man, I bet Hoda would be fun.
During her appearance on the Today Show,
oh Hoda!
Lopez shied away from any discussion about the relationship.
Are we happier?
The song is out.
Wait, it's me you're talking to, you know that?
Yeah, because the cameras are on, we see you.
I know, you can call me. You have my number.
Meanwhile, Ben and Jen have been spotted house hunting in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice. Can I join you guys? Mm-hmm.
Confirming some new details about that rapidly advancing romance. A source told ET that Lopez and Affleck's friends, quote, wouldn't be surprised if they moved in together and ultimately ended up together.
I mean, they're pretty much together now. They're just not living together. There I am using the word together.
The source added, quote, they're spending all of their free time together and making each other a priority. J-Lo falls hard and has certainly done the same with Ben again this time around.
She does fall hard.
I think we had chemistry as actors from the first moment we started working.
Affleck.
Oh, that's good.
And Lopez began dating in 2000.
Oh, I can relate as an actor with him. Oh, wow. That's just the recipe for success for relationships. Oh, we're a bunch of actors.
Affleck and Lopez began dating in 2002, quickly followed by the couple announcing their engagement.
We're trying to get some. Can you see if we can get in the papers?
This is from 2002 because nobody would care about the papers now. If you want to be in the papers, it's called I Want to Be Irrelevant. Please get me on the cover of a newspaper. That's just the way I'm going to build my career. I'm going to be featured in a newspaper.
Because I'm trying to get
could I listen.
But in 2003, the wedding was called off just days before their planned ceremonies.
All right, we know the rest. We just don't know what's going to happen in the future. But then again, we don't know what's going to happen in the future at all. But we do know that Scooter Braun deleted his social media after his divorce. No, not Scooter.
Just days after filing for divorce from his wife, Yael Cohen, Scooter Braun has decided to take a step back from the social scene and deactivate his Instagram and Twitter accounts. Let's get into it.
Just weeks after Scooter Braun and his wife, Yael Cohen of 7 years, were rumored to have separated.
Man, she's so pretty.
Many outlets have since confirmed that he officially filed for divorce.
Oh, so as I said in the other show, she's a woman with a lot of power. So because he filed for divorce, that's showing that he was threatened by her power.
According to court documents obtained by E! News, Scooter filed for divorce from Yael on July 21st, 2021, as TMZ also cited that he is asking for joint custody of their three children, Jagger, Levi, and Hart.
Hopefully they at least sort of care about the kids and don't have that douchebag divorce.
Docs also revealed that Scooter, who manages powerhouse artists Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, and Demi Lovato,
the big names,
is willing to pay Yael spousal support, which likely means he will also be paying child support.
Ugh, spousal support.
There is also a
get a job
prenup set in place.
I think she has a job.
Which was previously drawn up by attorney Laura Wasser, who is representing Scooter in the divorce. Fans recall that news initially broke of Scooter and Yael's separation earlier this month, with a source revealing to E! That the two had been going through a rough patch for several months.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Despite the fact
that was like, I was going to talk about my last relationship I was in, but no, no, no. I will not manifest negativity. My life is too good and short.
That the ex-couple had hit a rough patch in their marriage before they decided to separate, another source revealed to People, quote, their friendship is the best it's ever been, but they're taking some time apart to sort things out, adding that so many couples went through this during the pandemic.
Sounds like they are trying to make it work for the kids, so good for you. You're being decent parents. Mm-hmm.
They love each other and just need some time apart and will hopefully bounce back for their kids. Speaking of social media, it didn't take long for fans to notice that just days after the filing became official, Scooter had deactivated both his Instagram and Twitter accounts.
Can you imagine caring that much if Scooter Braun has his account? But then again, I'm talking about it, so am I any better?
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
I'm not any better. I'm just equivalent. I just have a very loud mouth.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
I have a very powerful tool. Oh, and I don't know how to use it. This following segment has been utterly amazing. It's been radio gold. It's been the best radio you've ever heard. Maybe. And it's also been brought to you by WestchaseProinting.com. Go to WestchaseProinting.com. You can get business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed. And when you get the invoice at WestchaseProinting.com, tell DJ Tone I sent you, and he'll hook you up. Like, he's going to hook you up anyway. He'll always hook you up. He's DJ Tone. He's in Tampa. He's DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. He'll always hook it up for you. But if you tell him I sent you, he's going to hook you up even more.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy's mind is like a circus, and you're all invited. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hoppy
up. Baby, let's go.
All right. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Oh, we have so much to talk about. And then we'll get back to more celebrity news. First of all, about a month ago, I've had this prep right in front of me. I have seven things I want to get to. And, like, it's kind of weird. Like, I've been kind of depressed lately, wondering if I'm any good at radio, wondering where my life is going. It's a quarter-life crisis. So I've had all these things I've wanted to talk about sitting in my brain, and then I wrote it down on a Google Docs document, and I've been able to access it through laptops or phones because that's how Google Docs works. But no, I didn't want to talk about it. Poor me. I'm depressed. Oh, God. Get over it, Ryan. So I had this thought. Like, I don't know what the hell happens to your body, not when you die, because we kind of know, with ramen noodles. Because the other thing about it, like, you don't really want to think about what your body looks like when it's processing food. Not at all. We never want to know what our body's doing when we're processing food. But I feel like whenever the hell you have a nice ramen noodle, and I'm not talking about ramen noodles at your local hibachi grill. I'm not talking about the good kind. I'm talking about the average kind. You get a Dollar Tree, and you're like, about 20 years later. So that was on my mind. Also, there's this thing called Futurama sleepers. Now, let me explain to you what the hell a Futurama sleeper is. So Futurama was obviously on from 1999 to 03 and then like 09 to 2013. First on Fox and then Comedy Central. It's made by the guys that made The Simpsons. It's a sci-fi show and it's very relaxing. It's very fun to watch. And I thought I was the only person who goes to bed watching Futurama. I had no idea in all of this universe that there is a whole world of Futurama sleepers. There are people who go to bed watching Futurama. Mm-hmm. There are people who go, I want to watch Futurama before I go to bed. I want to watch Simpsons before I go to bed. It's a phenomenon. Do you ever have that where you're doing something and you think you're the only person that's doing it? You don't think anybody else is going to bed watching Futurama. But there you are. It's a big thing over on TikTok, and I was fascinated by it. I was like, oh, wow. So
let's talk about Futurama sleepers. As the name suggests, a Futurama sleeper is essentially just someone who watches Futurama or listens to it as they fall asleep, often every night. You wouldn't think this would be so common, but there is not one, but two subreddits that are dedicated to Futurama sleeping, both with thousands of members. Anyone who's ever been in a Futurama Facebook group can tell you that this topic comes up all the time. A lot of these people will insist that Futurama is the only thing that helps them fall asleep, that they had insomnia until they discovered it. Now, there are certainly also people who are Simpsons sleepers, Bob's Burgers sleepers, King of the Hill sleepers, but subreddits for those groups only have about 90 members each. So what is it about Futurama? I think it boils down to nostalgia and also the fact that Futurama's dialogue is really nicely paced and really resembles an actual conversation. Which is odd because the show is about like traveling through space, but whatever. Studies have shown that we actually prefer re-watching TV shows, partially because of nostalgia and also because if we know what we're expecting, then we feel more calm and relaxed. I think the well-written dialogue also functions as sort of an accidental white noise because it's so similar to a real conversation. The same way that the noise of a fan or a quiet conversation or a busy street can actually help us sleep at night. It's a little more complicated than this, but essentially it's just barely distracting enough to help your brain forget about the day. Since the plot lines for Futurama are just ever so slightly complex, it's actually a modern version of counting sheep. If you give your brain a fairly simple task that is just the right balance between boring and challenging, then it's actually easier to fall asleep. So especially if you've seen the episode.
Alrighty, you get the point. So there are people that talk about it all day long. I thought I was the only one that went to bed watching Futurama. You know what else has been pissing me off? I hate people that do thumbs up via social media. Like, it's just so passive aggressive. It's like, are you not creative enough to go by or have a good day or whatever? I don't know. It just drives me nuts. This next thought, because I have all these thoughts written down. I don't know if I'm ready for this. So Clubhouse is this app where you join conversations and you can have like a meeting and it's different topics. And there is this thing called the Moan Room. So you join different rooms. It's like a vocal chat room. Like everybody can kind of talk. Some people will be muted, but they can be called upon. So you'll have people talking about politics. You'll have people talking about this, talking about that. But there is something called the Moan Room. And it's a $300 contest to see which man can make the best moan during sex.
Bangs, damn. Sheesh. Fuck. Oh, shit. fuck, baby.
Yeah.
Suck that. I'm gonna smack it right there on your chin, baby. Oh, shit. Fuck. I'm gonna catch it. Oh. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Time.
Time.
All right. Oh, time.
Okay. Okay. Blaze.
She goes time and he keeps doing it.
Oh. Come on, Blaze. You gotta beat that, Blaze. You gotta beat that.
Yeah. Sound even more feminine.
Y'all ready?
Y'all ready?
Hold on. You ready? And start, ladies. Mute your mics.
Fuck.
Oh,
squeeze
it. Squeeze. Yeah. Alrighty, I can't. This is an internet show and I don't even feel. I don't know what I just did. I didn't think it was going to be as vulgar, you know? Like, I don't know. Is this what my career has become? I'm playing the Moan Room? Yeah, it is. Well, I need to wash my hands.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.